I traveled 120 endemic countries, but the current endemic country is remained to be Brazil.
However, from the population standpoint,
India is one of the largest countries still have a lot of patients, because 60% of the leprosy patients are existent in India, even today.
Symptoms of leprosy can take as long as 20 years to appear. Is this why it's so hard to fight?
No, that's not the case. I visited to Indonesia recently, the state called Papua State, which is in a quite remote area, and there were a four-year-old girl who had leprosy, which was quite rare, and I just saw her myself. Therefore, the problem
is
that this disease had existed from Old Testament times, meaning that many people have deemed this to be the punishment by God, or because of the fact their ancestors have done something wrong, therefore the punishment is appearing today. And therefore, people have deemed this leprosy to be something shameful. Therefore, once the family member sees a symptom of leprosy, the rest of the family wanted to conceal that.
But today, there's already a medicine that cures this disease
and does not develop into disability. However, there are some religions that hinders the discovery of those new patients because some of the religion does not allow women to show their skins.
So does your work involve breaking down those myths and getting the correct information to people?
When it comes to leprosy,
it is a very unique disease. In the analogy of a motorcycle, the front wheel is to cure the disease itself.
And the rear tire
is more to fight with discrimination and stigma.
Therefore, treatment from the medical standpoint
plus elimination of stigma and discrimination would have to go hand in hand.
Once the disease has been cured, this person's no longer contagious and could be able to reintegrate society as an active citizen.
Exactly. However, even if these people who have took the higher education, there are still many people who are suspicious, asking me whether even if the person is fully cured, aren't they still contagious? And there are still many people who ask that question to me in a daily basis. Therefore, whenever I am asked of this question, I always feel that the activities that I have taken thus far is still not enough. So, no matter which country I go to, I actually touch the injured areas of these legions of patients as much as possible, and then try to convey the message that it's not contagious.